Well, I tell you, we can sing and worship God all night, and that would be great too. But I tell you, I feel like, amen, we've been talking about that we were going to start a series on prayer. How many knows that prayer is important? You don't even realize how important that it is. Jesus said it was so important, amen, that he prayed. And he went to the garden and he prayed until his sweat became as great drops of blood. Somebody said, oh, he wanted to do that. That's not what I read. The Bible said, he said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Let it pass. But nevertheless, somebody say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he was willing to pay the price and go to the cross. Amen for you and I. If you have your Bibles, turn with me tonight to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk. However they pronounce it, Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Amen. There's all different ways you can pronounce that word. But I like one word that you can easily pronounce. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. When I come to God and got saved and got filled with the Holy Ghost, it seemed like everywhere I turned, I could hear Jesus. Jesus. Habakkuk, the third chapter, verse number 1, reads like this. And a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, unto however you pronounce it, I make fancy words. I'm just no country boy. Amen. So, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. Amen. He said, in wrath, remember mercy. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the worship service thus far. Now as we go into, Lord, teaching on prayer, God, I want the people to realize that it is the most important thing that they can do. Amen. Before I ever got the Holy Ghost, I had to pray. And I had to repent. And I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. Amen. God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The prayer of Habakkuk was, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I don't know about you tonight, but I stand, amen. When I stand in the presence of God, I'm afraid. Amen. Not because I'm scared to death, but I reverence him. Amen. To the highest. Amen. He said, I've heard thy speech and was afraid, O Lord. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. And in the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Aren't you glad that God, amen, remembered mercy when he thought of you and thought of me? Tonight I want to minister to you, amen, with a special emphasis on praying for revival. Praying for revival. Amen. Y'all can truthfully say tonight that this pastor has brought preachers in through the year. Most pastors don't do that anymore. Amen. They don't do it. But I brought preachers in that just by chance one of them might, amen, encourage and revive someone, amen, back to serving God like they're supposed to. Amen. And so Habakkuk prayed for revival for his people. Likewise, tonight we should pray for revival for our people.
Yes.
Amen. We've got a lot of folks out tonight, amen, that don't have no reason to be out. They just stay home because they don't want to be here. Amen. But I pray tonight amen, that they will, during these times of praying and prayer, that they will open up their hearts and they'll help us, amen, revive somebody and feel somebody. Let God fill somebody with the Holy Ghost in our services. Amen. First, we must define the word revival, which is the act of reviving after decline or discontinuance. To come back to the stage of spiritual life. This is where we're at tonight. A lot of folks are not at the stage of spiritual life anymore. Amen. They feel like that they're okay just like they are. Can I tell you, without prayer tonight, I would not be in your presence. Amen. Without prayer tonight, without people interceding to God for me, I would be dead and in my grave 20 years ago. But thanks be unto God and the prayers of the saints. Amen. They call my name out to God. And somebody got through. I don't care who it was that got through. I know somebody got through to God. And I'm glad tonight. I want to get through to God for somebody else. I want to repay, amen, what you did praying for me. I pray for you every day. I pray for every child of God that goes to this church. Not a day goes by that I don't call your name out to God. And Habakkuk said, we need a revival, Lord. We need a revival in our land. We need a revival like no other time. Can I tell you, there is darkness all around us tonight. Darkness on every hand. Amen. And if you're not careful, amen, you'll get lost in the darkness. But I promise you that if you'll have a prayer life with God, you'll never be lost in the darkness. Because there'll always be a light shining. Amen. For you to see. Amen. Where you're going. Amen. Prayer is the key to genuine revival. Without prayer, revival will never be experienced. Are you hearing me? Amen. E.M. Bond said this, the church needs revival. It cannot live without it. It cannot do its work without revival. He went on to say the revival begins in prayer. Amen. The revival begins always in the mighty prayer. Amen. We came here, I was surprised, I won't say shocked, but I was surprised that about 10 folks showed up last night. Amen. For the first night of prayer meeting back, that they came to pray. Thank God. Thank you for coming. Thank you for praying. Amen. Can I tell you, the revival begins in prayer. The revival begins always in mighty prayer. The number praying may be few. Are you hearing me? The pastor alone may be crying, carrying the burden of a broken heart and crying out to God. Amen. The praying ones may be a small circle, but whether the praying ones be the pastor or people, the circle of prayer is always the center of revival. You want revival in the church? Let's pray like we've never prayed. You want souls to come back to God? You want your children and my children to come back to God? We've got to pray, children, like we've never prayed before. Amen. The circle of prayer is among the center of revival. Every true revival had its earthly origin in prayer. Most everybody knows about Azusa Street. Yeah, amen. Amen. Azusa Street didn't start by no apostolic church.
No.
They started by a bunch of people coming together and praying.
Amen.
Coming together and getting hold of God. Can I tell you, we need to get a hold of God like we never have.
Yes.
People praying is the first sign of revival. We must pray if we want to be. We want to live a holy life. How many knows you've got to live a holy life before the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. We must live a holy life if we want to pray right.
Right.
Amen. Not just everybody that prays, prays right.
Nope.
Amen.
Come on, that's right.
I didn't say nothing wrong, did I?
Amen.
Amen. But not everybody that prays, prays right. Some folks pray to be heard.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Some folks pray, amen, so the neighbor next to them will say, boy, I wish I could pray like them.
Amen.
I knew a man one time that could pray. I knew a man that could quote more Bible than I ever thought to quote. But I find this man down the road that he got away from God, and he told me, he said, do you know I can smoke a cigarette and speak in tongues at the same time? I said, you know why? Because God has turned you over to a reprobate mind, allowed you to put evil lie and be damned. Amen. And this is what's happening in our country today. Folks are being turned over, amen, to a lie, and then God's allowing them to be damned. Amen. I come to tell you, you can't smoke cigarettes and talk in tongues and it be God. When he died a lost man, Brother Marsh. A man that could quote more scripture probably than 10 preachers could quote. Amen. I knew him. I knew him personally. That man would bring groceries and put them on my table when I was hungry and didn't have nothing to eat. And then my wife would be praying, God, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to get some food for these children. Amen. And this man would tell his wife, we got to go get the preacher some groceries. She said, what preacher? He said, thanks. He said, Brother Watson, we got to go get him some groceries. And so he went and got about $80 or $100 worth of groceries. And now you're talking 40 years ago, so that was a lot of groceries for $80 back then. Amen. So he brought the groceries to my house. Same man, when they would come by and want to take the change out of your pocket, get you to give your change. His wife gave him about $10 worth of quarters, and he looked at the guy picking up the money, and he said, no way, you ain't getting these quarters. But God used that same man to put $80 to $100 worth of groceries on my table. Don't tell me prayer don't work. Amen. A woman said one time she was praying, she said, God, I need some milk, and I need some eggs, and I need some flour, and God, I need you to move for me. And these boys outside, they heard her pray, and they went down there and got some eggs and some milk and flour, and they got all that stuff, and they brought it back and put it on her doorstep and knocked on the door. And when she come to the door, she was so happy. Amen. And they said, we heard you pray, and so we went and done that. And boy, she began to shout that much more. She said, my God, have mercy. Amen. Lord, amen, you heard my prayer, and you made the devil even go get it and pay for it and bring it to my house. Amen. Pray in church will cause God to move.
Amen.
He will move.
He will move.
I said he will move. If you are to discover the great resource of the Lord, it will be through prayer.
That's right.
Now, we got some praying folks in here. Amen. We do. We got some praying folks, and we got some that don't pray so much. Amen. But we all need to come together and pray. Amen. Together. Amen. When two can put 1,000 to flight, and one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. How much more can we do if we all? The Bible says when they come together in one place, amen, and begin to do what? Begin to pray. Amen. When they begin to pray, the place was shaken where they were. I'm telling you, God can see a shaking going on in Dundee, and it won't be no, earthquake or anything else. It'll be the power of God, and it'll shake so much that it'll cause the neighbors to come over and find out what's going on. Don't tell me it won't. I see them stop on the highway, leave their cars up there in the road, and come into church.
Amen.
And they pray through to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then somebody, Somebody said, where'd you come from? Oh my God, my car's still outside on the highway. Amen. They went out there pulling the car out of the road. This is the kind of God we serve, but God's looking for somebody to pray.
Amen.
If we are to expect revival from God, we must pray.
Amen.
If we want an Acts 2 upper room revival, we're going to have to pray.
Yes, amen.
Now, Brother Marsh, they was more than about 120 when it started. Possibly, maybe about 500 in the upper room. But some said they looked. Now they've been down asleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Amen. Little prayer. And they said, we'll see y'all next week. And they left. But about 120 stayed up there. And when they began to pray, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost fell on them.
Yes.
Amen. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Can I tell you, that's what God wants to do today. And what happened after that 120 come out of the upper room? Amen. They said, these men are drunk. Amen. And they said, they're not drunk as you suppose. They ain't been on no Jack Daniels. They ain't been hitting no wine. Amen. They ain't been hitting the case of beer. They ain't been hitting all of that. These folks, amen, are on that new wine. Amen. That Holy Ghost. And when it was poured out, guess what happened? 3,000 added to the church that same day. Not tomorrow, but that same day. And then later 5,000 was added to the church. If it happened then, it can happen today. We can get a hold of God and pray like we've never prayed. And God can help us fill this church up. And we can build a brand new sanctuary in the back. Don't tell me it won't happen. They said this wouldn't happen. Amen. They said if Eddie Watson ever builds a church, I'll come down and I'll kiss the altar. I'll kiss the altar in that church. Well, guess what? There ain't no lip stains on the altar. There ain't no lip stains on the altar. They didn't come and kiss the altar. But some of them have kissed the taste of death. Hello. We need to pray for one another. A prayer hungry church. Carnality must be mastered.
Yes, yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes.
Too many people got carnality.
Right.
Carnal minded man. The Bible said a carnal minded man cannot understand the spiritual things of God. Well, they are spirit discerned.
That's right.
You can't be spiritual and carnal minded at the same time. James 4:4 said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? My God, is things happening today?
Amen.
Babies are getting their heads chopped off. Mothers are pulled out and raped and pulled out in the streets and killed. Amen. And do it in the name of their God. But I'm telling you, there's an awakening coming. They got a payday coming. Are you hearing the church? They got a payday coming. Amen. And they're going to stand before the great throne of God. They're going to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they ain't going to tell Him what they're going to do. They're going to sit there and they're going to speak when He tells them to speak. I want to hear Him say, well done. Don't you? I want to hear Him say, well done. I want to hear Him say, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over them. My Lord. That ought to make you shout. But He said, come they not hence, even of your heart, of your lust that war in your members. How many know our members are warring against us? The lust, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. And then He went on to say, you ask and receive. because you asked amiss. You know, I've had people that come up and pray for me to pray for me. And I said, what's in it? Well, you know what's wrong with me. I'm just come up here to get prayed for again. But I don't really think God's going to do anything. Then go sit down. If you don't want God to heal you. Matter of fact, I've had a big tell me. I start praying. Oh, don't pray for me. Don't pray for me. I got a settlement coming and I don't need to be healed before I get myself. Go sit down. I ain't praying for you. Come on, somebody. This is the kind of world we're living in. But he said, you asked the mist. You don't really believe God's going to do it. But I'm telling you, if he ever done it, he can do it today. That ye may consume it upon your lust, ye adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Are you hearing? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's tight, church. That's tight. But it's right. You can't love the world and love God too. You're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. Amen. What you need to do is turn to God and say, if I die in this fight, I'll die fighting for the kingdom of God. I'll die fighting and praying like I've never prayed. If I die, let me die praying for my babies. Then they'll come to God. If I die, pray for my sisters and my brother and all of my family. Let me pray for all of them, God. If I'm going to die, let me die right. Let me die right. I said, let me die right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We must stop beating the old man. Are you hearing me? It's been on my heart for a few weeks now. Amen. You need to stop beating the old man. Amen. The old man will cause you to go to hell. You need to starve him to death. You hear me? Guy had a parrot one time and he had a dog, and the dog hated that parrot. He hated the parrot. And so he asked the vet what to do. And he said, this one that's giving you the trouble, starve him. Pull the plate back from him. Until he realizes, as long as he is upset with the bird, amen, he's going to die. He's going to die hungry. And can I tell you, it changed him. Amen. Pretty soon they said, you could take the bird and put it on the dog's back, and the dog wouldn't bother. Because he knew if he did, he wasn't going to get nothing to eat. Well, I come to tell you, we've got something to eat in the house.
Amen.
I said, we've got food in the house. And it is the unadulterated Word of God. Amen. It's the Word of God. Amen. That we've got.
Amen.
But so many don't want it today. You hear me? If that old man, you don't starve him to death. If he lives, he will live for the desire of the above scriptures, the lust to kill, to war, to fight. Amen. That's what he'll lust after. But I come to tell you today, I'm lusting after one thing, and that's more of Jesus. Lord, I want more of you. And I'm going to tell you, there is a condition, amen, in your prayer life. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Can I tell you, children, there is not going to be a healing in this land.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's not going to be a healing in this land until this land can fall to her knees and call God to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Confession is a necessity. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66 and 18. If we confess our sins, hello somebody.
Amen.
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 and verse 9. Wilt thou not revive us again, David is saying in Psalms 85 and verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? My prayer today and David's prayer was, O Lord, my God, bless your people. Bless your people is my prayer. Bless them with revived hearts. Amen. I'm not saying that you can't get cold in God. There's folks that can get cold in God. Amen. And somehow seem like that they seem to be getting further away from God than they are back to God. But all of a sudden, something can hit home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 Something can hit home. And it will revive you back to Him.
Right.
I heard the song Shirley Caesar said this. She said, Lord, she said, when I was in the world, I had plenty of money. I could do anything I wanted to do. She said, when I came to God, she said, now I got my eviction notice in my hand. And she said, I'm just going to backslide and get out of it. And she said, but before I do, I'm going to go down on my knees and I'm going to pray one last time before I do. She got down and she said, Lord, I want to thank you for the time that I had cancer and you healed me of cancer. I want to thank you for the time that my husband had heart trouble and you healed him of heart trouble. I want to thank you for the time my little girl got a nickel hop in her windpipe and I called the name of Jesus. She said, my, I can't quit now. And that's where I'm at today. I can't quit now. God's been too good to me. I can't quit now. Revive our hearts, Lord. Revive our rededication to you, God. Revive our sanctification to you, Lord. Revive spiritual life back into the church and the people. Revive faithfulness. My God, this is one. Amen. You think that COVID-19 would have caused people to come back to God, but it's caused people to get further away from God.
All right.
That's true.
Tell them we ain't here. But it caused you to get away from God. It's caused many church folks. I'm scared to go to church, but you ain't scared to go to Walmart.
All right.
I'm afraid I'll get COVID at the church. My God, you ain't afraid to go to Winn-Dixie.
Amen.
You ain't even afraid to go to Disney World.
Hallelujah.
And SeaWorld and all them places. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of this thing, children. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God in this house. I'm not ashamed of who I am. And if he could take me through the COVID twice, and he could take me through the stroke twice, and he could take me through, amen, 3 car wrecks, what makes you think that I want to quit believing in him now?
Amen.
He's been too good.
Amen.
I said he's been too good.
Amen.
And I tell him when I pray, and I don't pray, I don't ever pray that. I don't say, God, if I've done or said anything, Lord, it's not, it's contrary to your word or you.
Sorry.
God, please forgive me.
Amen.
Please blot it under the blood.
Amen.
You mean you're a preacher? Yeah. I have to pray just like you do.
Sure.
Amen. His disciples came to him and they said, Lord, would you teach us to pray? We need to pray.
Amen.
Amen. You need to get that prayer in your heart. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. You need to pray that. Amen. Revive faithfulness in us. I remember when we used to have 95 to 100 on Wednesday night Bible studies. But faithfulness has got away from a lot of folks. Revive rejoicing. He preached about rejoicing Sunday. Amen. Folks ought to rejoice.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Revive praying. Revive a praying church. If the church don't pray, folks are going to die and go to hell. And it's going to be partly our fault.
Amen.
Oh, you can't blame me. Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, yes,
I can blame you. And I can blame me.
Right.
And I can blame you.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And come crying to me, well, pray, pray for my children. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my family. I feel like asking, did you pray for mine this week?
Uh-huh. Right.
Did you pray for mine yesterday?
All right.
Did you pray for mine this morning?
All right.
Did you pray for mine last night?
Yeah.
Huh? Did you pray for mine?
Come on.
I feel like doing that.
Amen.
Sure.
Oh,
but what we need to do, and it doesn't need to be something that somebody's got to ask us to pray.
Amen.
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 We should never be asked to pray. It should always be. He said, a prayer, keep a prayer continually in your heart.
Amen.
Did he say it?
Yes.
He did. I pray that the Lord bring us from where we are to where you want us to be, Lord. Lord Jesus, bring us from darkness and deadness and dryness. Amen. My God, we've been having some good church.
Yes, we have.
Lord.
We've been having some good church. Some ain't getting a hold of it, but maybe they'll get a hold of it. Amen. But we've been having some good church. God's moving, people are being blessed. And whether you know it or not, amen, God's probably saved some of our lives this week and we didn't even know it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm always one I'm prompt about being in the church on time. Being in the church on time. Before we ever started pastoring. Amen. I'm sitting in the car and I'm blowing my horn. I'm honking my horn. I'm hollering. Y'all better get out here. I'm going to leave y'all. I'm going to church. Little did I know that at the end of my road was a bad car accident. Folks lost their lives. And here God's trying to slow me down so I won't be in that wreck. Oh, y'all hear me?
Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
He will take care of His own. Our Lord, our God, burden us with the understanding of the condition and the destination of lost souls. Are you hearing me? Jesus, in times like these, give us a prayer-hungry church that will produce revival. You're going to have to produce revival. Prayerlessness is the enemy of revival. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Prayerlessness is the enemy of revival. And guess what? It is sin. Prayerlessness says, I do not need to call on the Lord. I can make it just fine without Him. Yeah. Let Him pull back the curtain. Let Him pull back. Let Him pull it back and see how good you can do without Him.
Amen.
Can I tell you, you can't even take your next breath without him.
Amen.
I've heard him stand in the hospital and say, "Doctor, tell my wife I'm okay so I can go home. I want to get home. I got things I want to do. I want to do this. I want to do that." While he's talking to the doctor, he falls dead. Graveyard dead. Amen. And can I tell you, amen, his work was over down here. And wherever he is with God, that's the way he's going to rise up. You ain't going to go to purgatory and somebody pray you out. You ain't going to do it. Not even the prayers of a righteous saint God will get you out of there. Because there ain't no such a plain thing as purgatory. It's heaven or it's hell. You're gonna be in one of the two. I choose heaven, don't you?
Amen.
But you may say, when I'm preaching this tonight, you may say, "I don't feel that way, preacher." If you don't pray, you do.
Amen.
If you don't pray, you do. Hallelujah. Prayerlessness will cause you to be an occasionally and a convenient believer. Who was it that told Paul, was it Felix? Told Paul, one of them told Paul and said, "Come back at a convenient time. You know, come back at another time, convenient time. I'll do it, but I just ain't going to do it right now. I ain't going to serve God right now, but, you know, next month it'll be different, and I'll serve God then." It don't work that way.
No.
You don't come unless he calls. And somebody said, "God hears everybody's prayer." The Bible said, "God hears none sinner." Amen. When a sinner prays, amen, and they don't pray, if their heart's not right in their prayer, God don't hear them. Well, that's tight, wasn't it? The only time God hears a sinner when he prays is when he comes to that altar and says, "God, forgive me. I repent of my sins, and I'll never walk this way again. I'll never do this again, Lord." Listen, prayerlessness will cause you to be an occasional and convenient believer, which God has no use for. Are you hearing me? God has no use for. Leonard Ravenhill said this: "The church is dying on its feet, because it's not living on its knees." Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The church is dying on its feet because it's not living on its knees. Amen. That's when I get, you know, church, and y'all know this, I've got a bad back condition, and these last over two weeks have been so bad that I can't hardly go. But can I tell you, I will not sit on the side of my bed, and I will not stand in my bedroom and pray. I get down on my knees beside my bed, and I cry out to God. And if God don't heal me before I get up moaning and groaning. Sister Watson said, "Are you okay?" Just in pain, honey. But I refuse not to bow the knee. Let me tell you something. If we don't bow a knee to him here,
right,
we're going to bow a knee to him that day. Because the Bible said, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. Confess to him now. Confess while you have an opportunity. Now, I've said this before, but my brother, youngest brother, had got the Holy Ghost. He at one time had lived for God. And he turned away from God, stood up in the back of a pickup truck and cursed God for everything he could think of. And I pulled him down out of the pickup. And he said, "Brother, I'm just playing." I said, "You don't play talking to God that way." I went to his house. He died of lung cancer. He lived with my brother Joe right there. He lived with him. I went to his house that Sunday morning. My brother called me. Joe called me and said, "Son, Donnie's dead." But a week or so before that, I went by to see him. And I said to him, I said, "Son, why don't you give up the booze? And why don't you give up the cigarettes?" And he said, "I could quit smoking and I could quit drinking, but God doesn't hear me anymore." I got in my truck. I laid my head across the steering wheel. And I said, "God, why don't he turn his life around?" And God said, "You don't understand. They don't come unless I call. They don't come unless I call." That's where we're living at today, church. God's calling, but he's getting tired of calling. And he's fixing to call. He's fixing to call his bride out of here.
Yes.
He's fixing to call his church out of here.
Yeah.
He is.
Amen.
You cannot have a revival without fervent prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes. Amen.
Not just praying, but a fervent prayer.
Right.
Availeth much. Oh, God, help us. Burning intense prayer produces revival. Revival is an attitude. Only oneself can determine it. If one has an attitude for revival, he will pray. Are you hearing me? He will pray. Breaking down of the word of revival. Read again. Five, alive. Having active, forcible, powerful attitudes. That middle letter in the word revival is I. If I will turn to God, if I will do my best, if I'll do my best, God, you said you would save my children. You bring them to you, Lord. Amen. How hungry are you? It's all up to you tonight. And I'm fixing to close, I promise you. Lord, I didn't realize. Well, y'all worshiped a long time tonight, so. Amen. Just stay with me just a couple more minutes. It's time to pray. Perhaps you have followed the Lord for many years. And some might would take offense at the suggestion from the pastor that you need to dig in a little deeper. Are you hearing me? But please realize that tomorrow will not be like yesterday. As things get worse, our focus and commitment must get better. Are you hearing me? Our focus, as things get worse, our focus and commitment must get better.
Yes.
What could ye not watch with me one hour? When he went to the garden to pray, his disciples, he told John them, he said, "Stay here and pray until I get back." And he went a little ways from them and he got down and he knelt down and he prayed. And he prayed and he prayed. The Bible said until his sweat became as great drops of blood. Guess what? He came back. You know what they were doing? They were all laying asleep. He said, "Could you not watch one hour?" And he went back again and prayed. We're talking about Jesus. Went and prayed. And when he went and prayed for the marsh, he come back a second time and they were asleep. But the third time that he came back, he said this, sleep on. Sleep on. I preached a message one time asleep at a crucial hour. They were asleep at one of the most crucial hours there was. Their Lord and Savior was fixing to be taken from them. Amen. He said, sleep on, my departure's in hand. Need to realize what's in prayer, that he enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We may not think we need it, but the Lord, knowing what is ahead, assures us that we do. The scripture said in Romans 13, I believe in 11, it said, knowing the time, it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Hosea 10 and 12 said this, it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Yes, children, we need a prayer-hungry church.
Yes, amen.
It is time to pray.
Amen.
Tuesday nights, we will not be at home on Tuesday night, and if we're out of town, amen, Brother Marsh will be taking care of Tuesday night, Bible study. Seek the Lord while they may be found. There'll come a day that they will say a prayer. The rich man prayed in hell. Oh, he prayed. But he still wanted to use his authority. Hey, Abraham, I'm tormented in these flames. Send Lazarus. Send that beggar that used to sit at my door. Send him and get me some water. Cool my tongue. He said, not so. There's a great gulf fixed between us. We can't come to you and you can't come to us. Jesus is going to say one more time, it is completely finished. Amen. He's already said it's finished, and it is finished. Can I tell you that you and I are living on the grace and the mercy of God right now? Can you stand with me? God, give us a prayer hungry church. Hallelujah. Brother Marsh will be teaching next Wednesday night on prayer. I'm not sure, but Bishop Carter, or maybe I'm part, if I'm not sure, but not this next week, but the 28th, I think Bishop Carter will be with us preaching for us. Some of you know Bishop Carter. Amen. From Avon Park. Great man of God. Amen. You know him, don't you, Sister Taylor?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So let's look forward to that. Then the following week is Brother Woods' camp meeting. November the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The Wednesday night on the 3rd, on the 1st, there will be no service here on the 1st Wednesday night. We will be going to Brother Woods's. Yes, ma'am. We will be going to Brother Woods's to his meeting. Brother Humphrey will be preaching Wednesday night. Brother Gary Bratcher will be preaching from Madison, Georgia on Thursday night. And if you've never heard Brother Ben Weeks, you don't want to miss it, because he is one more amen preacher. All three preachers that he's got lined up are dynamic men of God. Amen. And let's continue to pray for one another. Amen. Pray that somebody will get through from my children and your children.
Yes, amen.
Your family and my family. Somebody will get through to them. Because they're away from God, and they're way away from God. And all it takes, my grandson got the Holy Ghost over here at 9 years old. Amen. And my daughter got the Holy Ghost when she was 8 years old. And when she quit praying for her to get the Holy Ghost and started praying for another young girl to get the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden, power of God hit her and she started speaking in tongues and shouting all over that place. My son on New Year's Day, amen, in 2003, he got the Holy Ghost New Year's Day, so it'd be on Thursday on that time, the 2004, not 2004, what am I talking about? 1984, he got the Holy Ghost. Wrote over 100 gospel songs. Has walked away from God. God helped him to get back. He came over at my mother-in-law's birthday party and sang 4 or 5 songs. Him and Shelley, that girl that came to see him while he was down here, amen, they sang a couple of songs together. She used to be backup for him on his albums when he would sing in church. You know he's got to be missing that.
Yes.
Amen. Nobody's ever walked away from God and they've been real happy. I'm not singing. Amen. They're not happy. Well, because they walked away from the best thing that they ever had. This is the best. I love my wife. I love my family. But I don't love none of them like I love him. I love him the best. He's my heart. He's my strength. He's my shelter. And in the storm, he is my fortress today. And that's why I love him. That's why I like to pray. Amen. Just praying is one thing, but when you pray until you get into that realm of the Holy Ghost, it's a whole new world. A whole new world. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer tonight again. And so glad for my brother. Amen. It came tonight. Brother, you want to dismiss us in a word of prayer?